After her husband's death in April 1945, Eleanor Roosevelt received a flood of condolence letters. Many came from people who'd called the White House during the worst days of the Great Depression looking for help. They'd found some because Franklin Roosevelt had insisted that his staff members take such calls and respond to them one way or another. "He saved my home," or "He got me a job," these people wrote, giving FDR personal credit for the government aid they received. During later terms, the same intimacy was attached to Roosevelt, the war leader. "I felt as if I knew him," one soldier said as he watched FDR's funeral procession. The wealthy Roosevelt's close rapport with average Americans is one of the wonders of his presidency. Some of his biographers have speculated that his struggle with polio humanized him, softening his public image and increasing his sympathy for the troubled of the world. Others, such as his friend, the playwright Robert E. Sherwood, refused even to guess why or how Roosevelt did anything. "He had a thickly forested interior," Sherwood said, "which none would ever penetrate." History usually doles out no more than one major crisis per president, but Roosevelt had two, the Great Depression and the Second World War. As a leader, he was big enough to handle both, but he struggled with each in a different way. "The country needs, and unless I mistake its temper, the country demands bold, persistent experimentation," Roosevelt declared during the 1932 campaign, and that's what he delivered. The New Deal wasn't a comprehensive, carefully staged plan, but a hit-or-miss set of initiatives that Roosevelt's staff floated in response to the crises of the moment. Hoover's mistake, FDR believed, had been to hold out for ideologically consistent solutions to the country's economic problems. Roosevelt, on the other hand, was willing to try anything, even socialist policies, if he thought they might ease the suffering. During World War II, however, Roosevelt moved much more cautiously, focusing instead on the politics of personality, particularly those of Stalin and Churchill. Perhaps this emphasis on finesse was the most sound approach, but Roosevelt's increasing infirmity made it difficult for him to see his strategy through. His poor health became apparent at the Yalta Conference held in February 1945, and 2 months later, Roosevelt was dead. Ever since, all American presidents have lived in his shadow.